Let's take your inside living outside. Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Man, what a great Wisconsin weekend we got lined up. Sunshine, 80-ish. It's going to be fantastic. So earlier this week, I am doing my lawn, and I have a walker. I push the mower, but it's self-propelled, so it kind of helps me, right? And I got a hilly yard. So I'm about three-quarters of the way through the yard when the propeller part stops working, and I'm on the hilliest part, so I can't move the thing. I've put the Milorganite down. I've been watering my lawn. The rain has helped. It looks fantastic, but it's a little bit tall. And the propeller start stopped working. So I had to take the thing in. It's been fixed now, $165 later. So that's my Saturday. I might have to double cut the lawn, actually, because it's gotten a little tall now. But my lawn is looking great thanks to the weather. And your Wisconsin summer's looking great thanks to all the stuff going on. On the show, we head to Road America. We head to the Racine Zoo, and we talk to Ann Sayers. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. You know, I've always loved the zoo ever since my kids were little and we had season passes to the Milwaukee County Zoo. There's another great zoo in our area. I mean, top tier. It is the Racine Zoo. Beth Heidorn is the executive director at the Racine Zoo, and she is with us. Beth, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, John.
I love the zoo. You guys have such great energy there, so much going on there. When people ask you what makes the Racine Zoo so special, what do you tell them?
That's a great question. And what I like to tell them is we're 103 years old. We are a small but mighty little nonprofit zoo here that's accredited within Southeast Wisconsin. And the multi-generations that love to come out here just melt my heart.
You and your team put on an incredible series of events throughout the year, and I want to focus on some of those. The Animal Crackers Concert Series is currently running. Tell us about that.
This is our 39th annual series, which is amazing that it's weathered the storm for so long. We just had our first concert on July 8th with Jessie J, and the crowd was electric. She was amazing to listen to. I mean, first of all, you can't beat outside music in the summer on the lake with a sailboat regatta in the background, having a little wine and cheese and listening to some amazing music. And that's what the Animal Crackers Concert Series does for us. We still have three more concerts, one on July 22nd with Alicia Brilla, August 5th with Brass Queens, and August 19th with Grace Kelly. What's super nice about the last concert is that is also when we do a big drone show.
Oh.
So the concert finishes, we shut all the lights off, we make sure everyone's kind of hanging out, and then we have 200 drones.
That sounds really cool. You've got a cigar dinner that people are excited about on July 16th. Give us a little detail on that.
Yeah, so that is our 31st year for that event. And that is from 5 until 10. You get 5 cigars. You get an amazing dinner. We have a live auction. We have a silent auction. You're right on Lake Michigan. You're supporting the zoo with something you love to do. It's a cigar dinner in a non-traditional location.
And a first-time event is Breakfast with the Grinch on Saturday, July 18th.
Yes. So I have people on speed dial, and the Grinch is one of them. And so I reached out to our wonderful friend, and I said, what would you think about coming out and doing a breakfast with a bunch of our wonderful families here in Southeast Wisconsin? And he was like, oh, my gosh, of course I'm going to. So it is 9 to 10:30 on Saturday, July 18th, and he's going to be greeting all the kids and families, hanging out with them, taking photos. It's going to be an amazing breakfast that we have, so we're super excited about that, and just a family event. And oh, by the way, we've got amazing animals, so as soon as the breakfast is done, you get to hang out at the zoo all day and see all the cool things that we have here. And so it really makes for that really great camaraderie and family feel for that particular event. And again, they get to go see the zoo, so why not? And then, oh, by the way, who doesn't want to have breakfast? Let's do that.
Yeah, exactly. That is so fun. And that same day is Christmas in July.
Exactly. So Santa Claus also is on my speed dial. And he was like, Beth, I haven't seen you since December, so I've got to come out. So he's going to come out. And then the Grinch is going to hang out with Santa and go around the zoo. So what's also nice about that day is we have what we call jingle bell doors. So the kids will get to go to the different doors, knock on the door. There's going to be a friendly volunteer that's going to give them some toys and some candy. And so it's our way to celebrate Christmas in July. And then we have a variety of business booths from local businesses that are also going to be here handing out candies. And there's crafts and there's games. It's just a great value-added day for those visiting us on Saturday, July 18th.
Hey, tell us about the zoo debut, because this is always a highlight in the Racine area.
Yes, it is our black tie event. It's our themed charity fundraising gala. And this year, we're actually going to be off property for the first time ever. We're going to be up at the Baird Center in Milwaukee because we won the Baird Center giveaway,
wow,
gala giveaway last year. We're stretching our wings a little bit. We're going up to Milwaukee, and we've got a lot of people already that are excited about it. We're going to be selling to 500 amazing guests. You know, they get greeted with a champagne. It's going to be a gourmet dinner. It's a open bar. We've got live entertainment. We've got a silent and live auction, some games that people get to play, and all the funds stay right here at the zoo so that we reinvest in ourselves for all of our wonderful veterinary care, our daily animal care, education, conservation, and everything in between. And we're just super excited about this event because we're going off property, and
fun.
It's a little bit earlier than we normally do. This one's actually on Saturday, August 22nd. It's going to be super, super fun, and people get to dress up, and who doesn't want to dress up and hang out?
Amazing events. For more information, the website is racinezoo.org. Beth Heidorn is the executive director at the Racine Zoo. Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John. Lovely to talk to you today.
All right. All the events, so amazing at the zoo. I mean, so much going on. It's just more than the animals. Up next, Road America, John Everett, when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. Let's head to Road America. John Everett is the communications director at Elkhart Lakes Road America. John, good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
I love the combination of what happens there in July. It's history, tradition at one of the biggest vintage weekends of the year. Tell us about the WeatherTech Vintage Weekend.
Certainly one of the most exciting weekends of the year. This is incredible. The WeatherTech Vintage Weekend with Brian Redman, you're going to see over 400 cars from nearly every era of racing. We're talking pre-war all the way up to modern era Formula One cars on track. So lots of different groups, lots of different categories, even some special race groups from Trans Am, and a special Dan Gurney reunion of several cars, probably almost 20 plus cars that Dan
wow.
Gurney raced, designed, built will be there this weekend. What's really, really cool about the Vintage Weekend is that it's not pretentious. Fans can wander around, they
yep.
can talk to the owners of the cars, the drivers of the cars, walk right up, kids can sit in these cars, and on Friday night, they parade over 100 of these cars into downtown Elkhart Lake from 6 to 8 p.m. So it's the most incredible, visceral experience you're ever going to see. People line the streets to see these cars parade into town. They park, they stop. You can ask questions. You can see these cars. You can learn all the history about these cars. And then they roll back to the track at 8 o'clock. On Saturday night, sports cars will be on display. There won't be a parade, but sports cars will be on display. And that's almost another wonderful group of cars from almost every era of sports car racing back since when Road America began in 1955, because in the early 50s, they were racing on the streets around Elkhart Lake. So this is just sort of a revision of that wonderful history. And it's so great to get up close and personal to these wonderful cars and see the power and the precision and the craftsmanship that's gone into these cars over the years. These guys don't rub them with a diaper. They get them out on track and they really race them, and that's pretty exciting to see.
It's going to be an incredible weekend, a lot going on. And then after that, a major endurance weekend comes to Road America, and people love this too, John. Tell us about it.
If you want to wrap huge, if Woodstock and Road America had a baby, it would be the Motul Sports Car Grand Prix. Six-hour event. So if you've heard of the 24 Hours of Daytona, if you like the opening to F1 the movie with Brad Pitt, if you've heard about the 6 hours of Sebring, this is going to be it. The Motul Sports Car Endurance Grand Prix at Road America, six-hour event. Get your tickets early. I think the advance deadline is July 22nd, but this is going to be incredible because you're going to see over 60 cars in the field, the same types of cars that race the 24 Hours of Le Mans, 24 Hours of
wow.
Daytona. Yes, absolutely. Get your campsites early. Get your golf carts early because this is going to be an endurance Fiesta, Fiasco, amazement all weekend long, and that's going to be near the end of July through the first part of August.
That's going to be a great weekend, and then it just keeps rolling. We're talking to John Everett at Elkhart Lakes Road America because the GT World Challenge comes to town in late August.
Yeah, we like to say, you know, sports cars are sort of meant for August because the GT World Challenge, if you're a Mercedes enthusiast, a BMW enthusiast, a Corvette enthusiast, lots of great cars to see, Ferraris, Porsches, you name it, all going to be in a massive field of sports car racing with the GT World Challenge America. These are folks that actually cut their teeth here and then they move up to IMSA, or actually they'll move over to other series, or sometimes they just really like racing GT World Challenge America because the American side is very similar to the European side. So we encourage people, again, get your tickets early, get your campsites, get your golf carts. Lots of stuff is still available to see and do, family fun zones, lots of wonderful concessions. So August is just, if you're a sports car nut, if you're a racing nut, if mom and dad are looking for something affordable to do with the kids, because kids 16 and under get in free, any one of these events is great to come and check out, whether you come up for the weekend or you're coming for the day.
And John, what I love is that it's about much more than just needing to be a race enthusiast. The Sunset Cruise Nights, you have fitness nights, you have motorcycle schools. Tell us about a couple of the other things that don't involve sports cars.
Yeah, we truly love it because if you're looking for something to do, go to roadamerica.com. You can take your car out on track. So you can take your own car, your convertible, your motorcycle out on track and be able to ride along where history is made every single day. So it's a great way to pile the family in the car. I think it's $20-25 a car. And you can take a sunset cruise, a few laps, and then shop at the paddock shop afterwards. There's also morning drive. Also, if you're really looking to get in shape, you don't want to deal with curves and crosswalks and traffic and everything like that. 4 miles of fitness is Monday and Wednesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. So you can walk, bike, or run the track. You might even find some souvenirs from some crashed sports cars in August on the side of the track. You know, so that might be something fun to kind of throw in the stroller or the wagon and say, hey, man, look at this piece of this race car that I found. But yeah, certainly 4 miles of fitness is another way to get out and enjoy the racing. Motorcycle schools and driving schools are currently ongoing. Lots of teens are getting ready to go off to college, so check out our teen driving program. It's a great way for teens to get more confidence behind the wheel and mom and dad to have more peace of mind as they send their teens off to high school and college. So it's a great way when you're ready to hand over the keys. Our teen driving program is a good way for them to start, too. But everything's available at roadamerica.com.
Going to be a great month or so. John Everett is the communications director at Elkhart Lakes Road America. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, John. Happy summer.
Same to you, buddy. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hope your weekend's going great. Lots of sunshine. Feels like summer. I just can't believe it's already mid-July. Ann Sayers, the travel secretary, has some great ideas for retro-feeling places to visit in our state. Julia Fellow and I discussed it with Ann earlier this week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Retro road trips. I love this. Is this kind of like going back in time?
It is. We're putting the great in the Great American Road Trip for you this summer.
And there's retro charm that meets Swiss culture in New Glarus, Anne.
Yes, so you got to make New Glarus your next road trip destination because they have a throwback vibe. It's happening at the Blanc Chalet. New owners started fully renovating this motel in 2023, and the motel's Swiss-inspired exterior fits in lovely for a town that's dubbed America's Little Switzerland in New Glarus. The renovated guest rooms are a mix of modernity and vintage-inspired design. They're outfitted with stylish furniture, plush beds, and comforts like soaker tubs. Nice. And a variety of layouts offer options for travel parties of all sizes. Make a reservation at the newest restaurant impressing visitors to New Glarus. It's called the Cantor Inn. It's fine dining restaurant. It's inside a Queen Anne Victorian home. It was started by a husband and wife duo who are veterans in the hospitality industry, and their menu takes advantage of fresh local produce all over Greene County and weaves in the area's Swiss heritage for meals that are truly unforgettable.
It's amazing stuff, Anne. If you're into thrifting, golf, maybe a throwback stay, Green Lake County's got the place.
Yeah, so Acorn Ridge Motel, this is in Princeton, was originally built in the 1960s. It's well-maintained through its long history of hospitality. Today, a recent renovation retains those retro vibes while adding some modern comforts. You're going to appreciate mid-century details like pastel tiles and wood paneling. Be sure to grab a drink at Tim's Hardware Store Bar. It's recently opened. It's an on-site tavern. It's going to make you feel like you stepped into your grandpa's basement bar. Can't you just feel it
That's
already?
That's fun.
I know, I love it. Mm-hmm. And you can seek out more vintage treasures with a visit to the famous Princeton Flea Market. The market is the largest outdoor flea market in central Wisconsin. It runs every Saturday through October 10th. You can browse vendors whose stock is constantly changing and find that retro find just for you. And then for golfers, if you're there, you have to look into getting a tee time at one of the country's best golf courses. La Sonia is minutes from the Acorn Ridge Motel. You can choose from two exceptional 18-hole golf courses, including the Lynx, which Golf Digest actually has named among its top 100 public courses in the entire country.
Wow. And there's musical happenings at a motel in Door County, Anne.
This one is so cool. You have to check it out. So you can set the soundtrack to your next road trip by staying at the Holiday Music Motel. The motel has been an establishment in Sturgeon Bay since 1952. And in recent decades, the motel hosted hundreds of musicians, songwriters, sound engineers, and other creatives to produce and record music at the motel. So now the Holiday Music Motel operates its own radio station that exclusively broadcasts music that was created within its walls. I mean, have you ever heard of anything like this?
That's cool.
It's so cool. And the guest rooms preserve vintage details like the original bathroom tiling, Simmons metal furniture. It's just a trip to the past. And of course, if you're in Sturgeon Bay, you're going to want to check out their bustling downtown for a variety of shops, restaurants, activities. One place to check out is the Blue Front Cafe. It's delicious, healthy breakfast and lunch options. And then definitely soak in some local history at the Door County Maritime Museum. They have some really neat, highly interactive exhibits, the sounds of the working waterfront. You're just going to feel very immersed in the area's rich maritime history.
Julia's looking for a side hustle, and she's going to head up to the Holiday Music Motel and see if they have openings at that radio station.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, I love going up to Door County. Any reason to
yes,
do it.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
John, we could be on the road and that we could be doing radio from there.
On the road, on the radio there.
Do it. Do it.
Anne.
It's so retro.
Anne could
cool.
join us. Anne could join
Love
us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Anne.
You had me at Door County.
Which of these do you have in your home, speaking of music, right now? Do you have cassette tapes? Do you have CDs? Do you have vinyl?
Yes.
I recently found a box of cassette tapes and we realized I don't have a way to play them.
So hard to let go of. They meant so much in the moment, in the day.
I agree. That's kind of my era, like cassette tapes from the 80s.
Do you have VHS tapes still?
Yes, I do.
Me too.
Yeah.
How about your resume tape? Was yours on a VHS tape, John?
Oh, my first resume tapes were on a VHS tape. Yeah.
Mine was CDs.
Yeah. Yep. Then it went to CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You find any excuse to make sure everybody knows you're younger than me. I see what you just did there. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. This is such a fun topic. And for more information, go to travelwisconsin.com. Thank you. Have a good rest of the week.
Same to you. Thanks.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Ann Sayers has the coolest job. I mean, she literally gets paid to travel the state and find cool stuff and then tell us about it. Every Wednesday on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, you can hear Ann Sayers. For more information on the show, check it out. It's WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. That's it for this week, but we're back again next week with a new edition of Experience Wisconsin. Have a great weekend.